Praise God. Thank you, Lord. How many of you love the Word? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, let's look at that scripture again, Galatians 2:20. We're going to pick up from there. I didn't finish it, so we're going to review a little bit, if that's okay with y'all. Because you're not going to get it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you come and say, Pastor, I heard that, you probably still don't have the revelation of it. He's probably still not walking in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know what? You're still listening to the devil. Come on. Yeah, Lori doesn't. Amen, Pastor Lori. Hallelujah. But really, you have to walk in this. You have to live it. You have to, you know, Paul said, I'm animated. I walk and live and I move and I have my being in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's look at this again. My old identity has been co-crucified. I like that, the way the Passion Translation puts it, co-crucified. A lot of you are still living with your old identity, the old you. We always put more emphasis on Romans chapter 6 that talks about the old man. We always, you know, give that part of us notice when it rises up and makes you do something you don't want to do, say something you don't want to say. And in Romans chapter 7, Paul deals with that. He said there's a battle going on. But the quicker we understand that by the Spirit of God, we put to death the deeds of the flesh. We mortify the deeds of the flesh by the Holy Spirit. And we can struggle, but really it's an effortless change if we will feed on the Word of God and be changed from the inside out and renew our mind. Amen. Paul said, renew, have your mind renewed, the spirit of your mind. Amen. Renewed. So my old identity has been co-crucified with the Messiah and no longer lives. Say it, no longer lives. It no longer lives. Hallelujah. For the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life is no longer, mine, for the anointed one who lives in his life through me. So see, it's not our life, but it's his life. And this is where we have to catch it. Christ is living his life through us. That's powerful, isn't it? Amen. That is the mystery, that Paul was Christ in us, the hope of glory. Yes. Now we have to receive that by faith. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Yeah. That qualifies me for all and anything that was purchased and provided for by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Any promise in the Bible, we qualify for. Jesus qualified us for those things. Amen? Yes. It's not by our works of righteousness. We cannot boast. They are freely given to us, just like your salvation is freely given to us when we make Jesus the Lord of our life. Hallelujah. It's too good to be true news. Hallelujah. Religion has always said you've got to work for it. You've got to do something for it. You've got to clean yourself up before you can be accepted. Hallelujah. But listen, Jesus cleaned you up. Amen? And there's some stuff that has to fall off as we grow and mature in the things of God. We talk about the grace message. Grace is not the license to sin. Grace gives you ability to overcome sin in your life. See, a lot of people don't understand that. Well, you just preach grace, and that's just a license to sin. But listen, if I would come to you every week and preach, don't you drink coffee, stop smoking. If God wanted you to smoke, he'd turn your nose different ways so you'd have a chimney. Amen. Praise God. Like the old commercials. Tarrington, remember, you better fight than switch. Some of the old ones, right, huh? I grew up with, how many of you grew up with commercials and cigarettes all the time, huh? Marlboro Man, he ended up dying with cancer. Oh, yeah. And, you know, all of this stuff. And preach, you know, don't do this, don't do that. You know, we were taught girls You got to wear dresses. You can't wear pants. You can't wear sleeveless shirts. You can't do this. You can't do that. And Sunday after Sunday, you would come and hear messages like that. And it actually buried you deeper in that religious pit where you lived in condemnation. And you didn't feel like you could receive anything from God. Because somehow you had to earn it. You had to give something up. And see, we don't, even in the area of fasting, a lot of times we go back into the Old Testament and we try to mix it and mingle it with the New Testament. And all Jesus said to fast, and the disciples fasted, but we don't fast to move God. We fast to get our hearts cleaned and broken up. Amen? And put down our flesh. Amen? It doesn't, our fasting, we can fast for 40 days, that will not move God. But it will work on our evil heart of unbelief that we might be dealing with. Amen. So there is a place to fast in the New Testament, but it isn't to get God to move. And the old way of thinking, well, if I can fast just 7 days and I'm believing God for this, and even if the miracle did happen, it didn't move God, it just got you out of the way. Amen. So you could receive that from God. Hallelujah. But praise the Lord. Boy, hallelujah. So he lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. And see, if we have the God kind of life, we have healing being dispensed in us all the time. We have victory being dispensed in us all the time. Hallelujah. It's like a dynamo. It never runs out. Glory to God. We shouldn't be depleted and have to be refreshed every Sunday. We should be just as anointed on Monday as we are on Sunday. Just as anointed on Tuesday as we are on Sunday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And see the mentality of the Christian, well, we come to church, we get filled up, and by Wednesday night, that's why we had the Wednesday night service, you had to come and you get filled up again, and then that would last you till Sunday, and then you just go come up and you got to get filled again. But that's not the way God intended you to be. In fact, the more you use it, the more you minister life inside of you, the more that you receive, because the life of God is dispensed on the inside of you. You never run out. You never run out of healing. You never run out of victory. You never run out of anything. Let's get this, it's a constant flow of the glory. The Bible is talking about moving from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. But if you have the mentality that, man, I only go so far and then I slip back, okay, and I move ahead and I slip back and I move ahead and I slip back, back and forth, yo-yo type of a thing. We've got the mentality is I'm going from glory to glory to glory, higher and higher and higher. The life of God is being dispensed in me all the time. It's being infused in my body of the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, dwells in me. It makes alive, it quickens my mortal body. It affects your flesh, it affects your mind. It affects the whole person. Amen. If you've got to realize that, hallelujah. And Romans chapter 5:17, death once held me in its grip, and by the blunder of one man. How many of you going to have a talk with Adam when you get up there? Huh? Hallelujah. Adam, why did you eat that apple? Or whatever that was. Glory to God. Death reigned as king over humanity. But now. See, we're in the but now stage. It's time to move out of the Old Testament and move into the New Testament, folks. But now, how much more are we held in the grip of grace and continue reigning as kings in life? And you cannot reign as kings if you're sick and beggarly and poor. And we all have to, we've all got to get with it. Come on. Amen. You're a king and priest unto the Lord. Reigning as kings in life, enjoying our regal freedom through the gift of perfect righteousness. Now, again, God says it's perfect righteousness. You can't get any more perfect than the righteousness of God. You can't get any more perfect. You are qualified. You are qualified. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. You are being sanctified. You are being set apart. You are being cleansed. If you have the mentality that you've been made perfect. See, if you're always trying to make yourself perfect, then you're never going to attain perfection. But if you understand that Christ has made you perfect, it'll cause you to rise up to that level and walk in that walk, that spiritual word, sanctification, set apart for the Master's use. But what happens is we try to get sanctified by our own power, by our own ability, instead of allowing that life of Christ, which we've read about, being infused in us, and he does it in us. The work of grace is working in me all of the time. Hallelujah. Boy, this is good stuff. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 is very important. For by one offering, he's not going to offer himself anymore. He's not going to go on the cross and get stripes on his back for your healing anymore. He's not going to get the crown of thorns for your mental issues placed on him anymore. It's already been done. It says, for by one offering, he offered himself as a perfect sacrifice, a Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. He was perfected. He has perfected forever. Say, I am perfected forever because of the blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what? It is a free gift of righteousness, whether you feel like it or not. And most of the times we have the problem of our feelings going. The Bible says, in fact, if our heart condemns us, we don't have confidence toward God. But it goes on to say God is greater than our heart. Hallelujah. And the biggest problem why people don't get their prayers answered when they do pray is condemnation. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's a free gift. Amen. Romans 8:1. This is the Passion Certificate. So now, the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice. How many of you have heard that voice before? Huh? That accusing voice. Paul says, so now, right now, we're living in the now. Praise God. The case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the Anointed One. Now, the Bible says in Revelations that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He constantly accuses us all of the time. And he will constantly pick at your behavior. Come on now. He'll constantly pick. He's very annoying. You might call him a nag. He's always there. If you slip up in one little thing, I guess I'm going to hell. God never loves me. I've just blown it. You know, just, wow. I don't know. The rapture would come right now if I would go because I just got mad and cussed that person out. Come on now. And the devil's like, see, I knew you would do it. And of course, he set you up for the fall anyway. Right? The number one problem is people getting under our skin. That's why Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Huh? Now, those of you that have worked on cars and stuff, you know, some of us kick tires and stuff like that. But most of the issues is not inanimate objects, but it's people that have done something to us or gotten our way or said something to us and it gets us over in, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I like that Old Testament passage, glory to God. We just move over back into the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Where Jesus said, if they slap you on the cheek, turn the other one. Well, what do you mean? I can't do that. We need to learn to do it. But you know why? Because if we obey the Gospels and the New Testament, love never fails. And if we understand that the life of God is being dispensed in us all the time, God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Say, so you try to do it your own, but if you just love the people, the Bible says it'll heap coals of fire upon their head. If we will walk in the Word, in love, the supreme commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. We would release the power of God into that situation. Hallelujah. Somebody needed that. So it wasn't even in my notes. Hallelujah. So now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life by Christ Jesus. Now there was another group of Christians, or so-called Jewish, they were vacillating between the old and the new. And Paul talks to them in Romans chapter 10, verse 3. Because they were doing like we have done in the past. It says, and since they ignored the righteousness of God, okay, wanting instead to be acceptable to God because of their own works, they refused to submit to God's faith righteousness. Wow. That'll set you free. That's so powerful there. They ignored the righteousness of God that he gives, wanting instead to be acceptable. Now, we feel good when we're able to fast a whole day, don't we? Man, our faith, glory to God. Look at me. Praise the Lord. But if you blow it and eat a donut, the devil comes, yeah, you blew it, you sinner. But if you do anything, and that's why Jesus said, whatever you do in word or deed, don't do it for yourself, do it unto God. Because if we do it unto God, then we don't get the credit. We can't pat ourselves on the back and say, boy, I did that. Man, I gave that to somebody. I was able to do this in my own power. And look at me. And that's why Jesus had a problem with the Pharisees and Sadducees, because during offering time, they would plunk these big, noisy coins in the offering plate and say, boy, they've done this to be heard of me. Even in praying and fasting, Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 6. They do it on street corners so they can be heard of man and get the glory. But Jesus says, if you fast in secret, if you pray in secret, if you give in secret, then who gets the glory? God gets the glory. And the Bible says he will reward us openly. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Yes. Hallelujah. So this group of people Paul had to get onto, they ignored the righteousness that God gives, wanting instead to be acceptable to God because of their own works, and they refused to submit to God's faith righteousness. And see, we have to submit. We have to purposely submit. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's because of his work on the cross that I am free. Amen. I am free to receive my healing. I am free to receive wealth. I'm free to receive victory in my life, every day of my life. It's not based on my performance. Because if it was based on my performance, I'd blow it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. But he never sleeps. He's perfect. Say, Jesus, I thank you that you're perfect. Hallelujah. It starts out with Ephesians 2:8. You know the scripture, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. It is a gift of God. It's not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, so now we come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned. I just love the Passion Translation. Hallelujah. This is, now we can come freely and boldly to where love is enthroned, to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our times of weakness. Powerful scripture. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God wrote the word for us? That love letters to us. Amen. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:17. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Amen. There again, Christ dispensing his life in and through you all the time. But how do we do it? It says by constantly using our faith. We decree it. We declare it. We acknowledge all of these good things that's in us in Christ Jesus all the time, especially when we don't feel like it. Amen? Constantly using your faith. The life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Philippians 3:9. I love this. Paul said, my passion is to be consumed with him and not clinging to my own righteousness based in keeping the written law. But my righteousness will be his, based on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. Hallelujah. And righteousness simply means right standing. Right standing with God. Hallelujah. We've all been given the measure of faith. We have faith. We obtain these things by faith. And all you've got to do is begin to use it. Well, Pastor, I don't feel it. We don't go by feelings. That's why Paul said, I walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Yes. We walk by faith and not by feelings. All the blessings of God is appropriated by your believing him. What is faith? Paul says it right here, and we've been using it in our Bibles class. Amen? The spirit of faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith that is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed, and then I spoke in faith. Hallelujah. First I believed. You've got to believe that you are the righteousness of God, and then you begin to declare it. Hallelujah. Then I spoke in faith, so we also first believe, and then we speak in faith. Isn't that powerful? Hallelujah. Let me go over here real quick. Do you have the Who I Am in Christ scriptures up there? Nod. Wave. I sent them to Jazar. Get them. Want them for the next one? No. Okay. We're going to actually upload these on our app. How many of you have the Living Word app? You need to get the Living Word app. Go on your iTunes store and download the app. It's the Living Word Mass, right? M-A. And get it. And we have the sermons on there. You have Bible reading plans. You can read the Bible. And I encourage you to get it, okay? And if you have Android, you can do the same thing. Go to your store and get that. And we're going to upload. There's a couple good confessions on there. We have on the bottom of the app, we have confessions, and there's two on there for favor. How many of you need favor all the time? Amen. So we have this, and I mentioned it this morning that we need to talk to you guys about the app because we're getting a lot of new people. And it's so important for you to have so you can follow us. You can hear the messages over and over again, and you'll know what's going on. There's a giving button in there you can push to give that way. But anyway, these are some of the things that we, who I am in Christ, and I'll have this uploaded this week in the app, all right? This is a confession. I am God's child. I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. I am forgiven of all sin and washed in the blood of Jesus. I am a new creature. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am blessed. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am strong in the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I have received the power of the Holy Spirit. I have power to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I have authority to cast out devils in the name of Jesus. I have authority over all the power of the enemy. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, the anointed one, and his anointing who strengthens me. God is with me, and I will never leave, or he will never leave me or forsake me. I have the greater one inside of me. I am the ambassador of Jesus Christ to tell the good news. Hallelujah. Romans 3:24, I am justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1, I have no condemnation, for I am in Christ Jesus, and I walk after the Spirit. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me in Jesus' name. Isn't that powerful? Yeah. Hallelujah. So download the app. Get to these. We'll have them uploaded, these confessions, uploaded this week in there. And just push on the bottom, you'll see of the app, when you open it up, see confessions. And what I want to do is work on healing confessions, prosperity confessions, and who you are in Christ confessions, all of these good things. Yes. Amen? Because our faith increases as we acknowledge all of the good things that's in us in Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands and praise him. Father, we just give you praise this morning. We thank you, hallelujah, that we walk in victory. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we acknowledge you, the life, your life, hallelujah, is dispensed in us and through us to cause us to walk in victory every day, every day, every day. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's okay to shout. Amen. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. So what are you going to say? Oh, I'm just weak. No, the Bible says, let the weak say that I am strong. Call those things to be not as though they are. Hallelujah. I think we need to teach a faith refresher around here. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to bow your head.